Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bit Season, episode 134. This is a new one, isn't it, Draddy?
What are we doing here, Valdi? Just taking off on your own.
Hey, let's switch things up.
All right. Can't hurt.
That
was funny. I go, all right, you ready to go? He goes, yep. All right.
Well, it's been a long day. Let me just say something. Mar, if you're listening out in La La Land, we miss you.
No. We don't miss you personally. We miss the work that you do.
Yes, exactly.
When someone leaves the ship here, it's got to be filled.
It's hot potato with the amount of work. I did not realize just how much the podcasting system has been gutted by corporate. I saw all of the changes that they've made and have scheduled over time.
Yeah.
And we were kind of going that way, and then Mar, it kind of got put on his plate to do. But this was like my first real experience in terms of implementing the strategy.
Are you screwing up everyone's feed? Are you doing it backwards? You forgetting segments?
No, I think I'm doing a decent job. It's the labeling is a little tricky because some things need to be labeled one way, some things need to be labeled another way. But I'm pretty sure I got the feed in order and in house, the proper number of segments.
Let me ask you
proper
something.
Number of ad rolls. What?
What? If you could, what would your dream layout be for the Junkies podcast feed? How do you think?
Me personally,
how would you like it, and how do you think the listeners would their dream scenario would be?
Me personally,
yeah.
I feel like it would be best, and I've pitched this to corporate that each segment has its own post, so it would be in order.
Isn't that a little
12 to 1.
Isn't that a little outdated?
It is outdated. I mean, that's how I consumed the show, is that every segment back in the Brett CK days,
but
it would be.
Yeah, but that's you got to go with the times, right? Like, that's an old school thing. Maybe people were listening to that stuff on computers back then a lot of times. All right. I think people want four segments a show. That's what I think. Like if the dream scenario would be hour one, list out what we hit, hour two, hour three, hour four.
I would like all 12, so that way, as
a
listener,
it's going to automatically download to your phone. If I pulled up my feed and I saw automatically.
You got to have your settings so that it doesn't automatically download the show.
That's true, but I also don't want to listen to something for 11 minutes and then have to select the next one.
No. It would go down in order.
Yeah, but then you got to go through and pick what you want to listen to.
Well, yeah, that's fine. It would be a la carte.
I want the full meal. No. I'm not a big a la carte guy.
No, I want it a la carte.
Okay, that's your. How do you think the listeners want it?
I don't know.
Come on, think.
Every listener wants something different.
That is true. But you hear the bitching more than anybody over the years about
the podcast,
about the order, when the order gets changed, and we've literally done. Like, we've done the different.
My head's been spinning with the amount of
changes
and things that we've done. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, I don't really know. I mean, when I listen to a podcast, okay, the podcast is typically in a
podcast. When you listen to InfoWars, Valdez, how's their podcast laid out?
Well, I gotta know when the monologue ends. The more I think about it, every podcast I listen to is in long form.
Long form, yeah. Bit season, 1 hour. Right?
Yeah.
What would happen if we chop Bit Season up into a little every Junkies segment here we break down? It's a new download. That would be annoying. I think that this day and age, 1 hour or so, or whatever it is, 45 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever your segment length is, or for the majority of your show,
hey,
break
to be
up on, like
to
that.
Be honest with you, you can consume it any way you want right now, because it's on there as a full show. It's on there hourly, and it's on there
or your favorite segment of the day.
Yeah, or your favorite
or the hour.
Two best segments of the hour.
Yeah, and we've talked about it. Obviously, Odyssey has a plan. They like to see the amount of downloads increase, put ad buys on that kind of stuff. We've talked about it. It's a company here, and they're running a business, and they tell us what to do.
We do it.
And we do it. So,
but I miss Mar. That was the
you miss Mar doing yeah. the annoying work of uploading all this stuff and type it all out.
I miss him too. I miss his.
What do you miss about Mike Mar?
I like how he's very the boy centric.
Yeah,
that's I miss that. He makes me feel included as one of the
I feel like
boys.
You like
I like
him.
I like the fraternity that he brings to the show.
I think personally you like him more than you did AWOD. Because I don't feel like you're never mad. You would get mad at AWOD, right? But we have more fun with AWOD.
You know what it is? Adam is more.
The highs were higher.
The lows were lower. Yeah. Mars more down the middle, even keel.
Because I would get into a lot of fights with Adam, and I would not talk to him for like 2 hours, yes. Sitting right next to me, or I'd tell him to leave.
Because he
gets under your skin.
Yeah.
But Adam also, fantastic. Like Mar, he's one of the boys, but Adam is more of a comedian. If that's the right word. Yeah. Like, he'll make you laugh. Yeah, he's more silly.
Mar, and I hope Mar doesn't take this as a slight, but Mar's entertainment characteristics aren't as high as Adam's are. He's just, his radio instincts aren't as sharp.
No. AWOD had zero radio instincts.
No. He's getting better now.
Yeah,
well, until we told him what to do.
Yeah.
But
he was a great listener.
Yeah, that too. But in terms of Mar, it's kind of...
Mar's not as immature. That's what entertaining. He's immature, and he'd... a lot of locker room talk with Adam.
Yeah.
Mar's
yeah.
more buttoned up.
Like if we, you know, you had a great point this week when we were talking about Mar, and this was off air. And then this was about the whole, Shaboozy thing,
mm-hmm.
which we will get to at some point in this show. But Mar, went down there. He took the initiative to do a survey in the lobby about people, if they've heard the song or heard of Shaboozy, and we'll play it for him. And he took a tally for it. And we said, if Mar had any kind of radio instinct, he would immediately go on air and say, I interviewed 10 people and all 10 of them have heard the song, or 0 out of 10 of them have yeah. heard the song.
What? You gotta yeah. tilt it. He was like down the middle.
Yeah. He did a legitimate,
poll. And I go, I think I got Rick at him a little tiny. I go, who did you ask?
Gallup poll or whatever.
And I go, did you ask old people? And he goes, yeah.
I did a whole range.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, dude, you're throwing the whole thing off. The whole point was the junkies are old. That's why they don't know the song.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, Adam. Mar's great.
Yeah. Mar is great. We miss you. Hey, speaking of that whole thing, I'm putting a moratorium. All right. A bit season show moratorium. On the junks don't know anything. We do this bit so often.
Well,
now.
This was more organic, I thought.
I know. It's like, are we really shocked? That's the moratorium. Is like, at this point, you think it's played out? I don't know if it's played out, but we should just automatically assume they have no file, as Danny Ruhier says, mm-hmm. on whatever subject is brought up on the EP or is pop culture related. The guys, you err on the side of they don't know what they're talking about, or they don't know mm-hmm. what's trendy, or they don't know that this is going on, because it's becoming so common.
Well,
you just gotta realize it's just,
I think you can always play those hits over and over again.
I'm just saying, like, how many,
but
I know this was organic, but how many times can we go to the junks are clueless? Well,
I think that well's deep, Valdez, but they gotta play along. Right. And yeah. so EB's not here, and we can discuss that if we want, but it's always different when EB's not here because he's the most, as we say, loosey-goosey on the show and likes to be more banter, especially with us, but also as far as non-sports stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But JP gets, you know, it's kind of hard sometimes if they're indignant about it or they're like defensive and stubborn because then it's not as fun. Right, you want it to be fun and kind of Joan on each other, but if someone's defensive about it, it kind of gets awkward.
It's not defensive. I would characterize it as it's a contest.
Mm-hmm.
It's like with JP, it's a challenge. You know, I'm not the one who doesn't know what's going on in pop culture. I guarantee you, I'm in the majority. I'm not in the minority when it comes to this. And it becomes a contest with him. It becomes, you know,
a pissing match.
Yes, it's
I thought it was
for lack of a better term,
a no brainer, slam dunk. Everybody had heard of. And that's what was written about. And I brought it up again, I think, the next day. JP was moving the goalposts.
Yes.
He was moving the goalposts.
It was tilting me so much. It wasn't, the whole thing was, this song is so.
You had to have heard the song.
Ubiquitous. It's so, it's just, it's everywhere.
But JP was desperate. And I know him, and you guys do too. He was desperate to prove, to like shift it to, he's right. And so he shifted it to, I've asked people if they know who Shaboozy is.
Yes.
How many times did I say?
The question changed.
And I said, JP, the question wasn't, do you know the name, the artist Shaboozy? Right? The guy's been around for 4 months or whatever it is. Of course, you may not know the actual name of the guy, but they were so oblivious to the world around them that they had never heard the song. That's what was kind of wild to you
that
and
the
me.
The song is just, all out there in the ether, and you just run into it nonstop.
So then
that was the whole point.
Then he starts texting his son, do you know who Shaboozy is? First off, I don't know if Dylan Flame is the best example of what's going on in pop culture. All right. I mean, the guy was a very nice kid, sits in his room and plays video games, and I don't think he's into pop music. He's got different interests, right? And then he texts Kelsey, do you know Shaboozy? And instead of saying, hey, do you know the song? Play that song. Have you heard the song before?
Send a YouTube link of the song or the video.
And
or Spotify.
Kelsey would have said, of course. I hear that song in every reel and TikTok that I scroll across.
I would have bet my life. I would off myself on air if Kelsey didn't know that song. Because
she had not heard it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But instead of, like you said, sending the song, it's just the key, he found the key phrase Shaboozy.
Yeah.
That was JP smoking use in court. That was his
defense. The glove doesn't fit.
Yes, was the Shaboozy defense.
Yes, the Shaboozy defense. I know this is complete minutia, but that's what we do on the show. He was just trying to, and so then he would post on Facebook, out of touch for not knowing who Shaboozy is. And then, of course, like Facebook filled with a bunch of old people,
boomers.
Boomers all said, no, who the hell is Shaboozy? And so then he'd point out, look, all these people don't know who Shaboozy is. Don't know your song, Drap. And I'm like, oh my God, you're driving me insane.
And by the way, I hate the fact that they think it's like our song now. It's not our song.
I don't even like the song.
I don't even, it's played every 5 seconds.
Right.
We hear it all the time. It's not our song. We don't love it. We're not harding it nonstop.
We were just trying to do, just trying to have fun and kind of goad the guys a little bit into being donks, because that's kind of like joning on each other. And we saw an opening there, and then it just kind of kept going and going and going, and maybe went on way too long and became way too big of a deal that wasn't actually a big deal at all when it started. So, all right. So this is what one guy said to me on Twitter in the Junks. I guess I read it in the Junks Radio mentions. The producers are such effing clowns. To act like that song is on a loop at Starbucks, the gym, in clubs, etc. is such BS. Maybe if you're all 27 years old and being more in tune with it, but obviously that isn't the case. I've never heard of this dude or the song. I'm 43.
I said, hey, aren't you? Are you 40? 41?
I'm 41. Yeah. almost 42, which is very scary. It's getting,
I know.
Those numbers are getting scary.
I know. Trust me, I dreading number 37 coming up soon.
I said, it's the number one song in the country, been in the top five for 10 weeks now, and has been streamed 500 million times. Just admit you're oblivious, clown.
Did that make you feel good?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in my clapback era, as they say. I don't know. Sometimes I get... a lot of times I ignore it or don't see it, but if I do see it and I'm in a certain mood, sometimes I like to...
You like to get frisky?
Well, if you're being a jerk to me and you call me an effing clown...
Doesn't this guy understand we're just... we're trying to have a good segment?
I think sometimes people take... not just us. All six of us. A little too seriously on the show if we're having fun or doing a take. Do you know how many mentions I've gotten about shorts? And
oh yeah, like I told you this was going to happen.
You did tell me this was going to happen.
I had a crystal ball in front of me. I was like a shaman.
I know, but it's like people have taken it too seriously. Or anything that I throw out there on the show or you throw out there, you must abide by it at all times, or you 100% are hardcore. A lot of the time,
that I can't be fluid.
I think, well, yeah, it's a fluid situation. Yeah fluid. We're just trying to have fun, making conversation, not necessarily picking sides, but kind of lean into it, leaning into something.
Just trying to have content.
Have content, yeah. But now we're the Shaboozy fans. Are you going to his concert when he comes?
We should be front row.
We should.
Is he going to play that one song on a loop the entire time?
Yeah, maybe.
He should.
I don't know any of his other songs. Let me ask you something, Matt. Are the Junkies boring?
Oh. I got some praise for this word. Boring's has a bad connotation to it.
Mm-hmm. If you don't know what we're talking about, go back and listen to Thursday's show today at I believe 7:20.
I thought it was ballsy of Kelsey to say that to JP.
That's not ballsy.
I thought it was ballsy.
What, to tell your parents that they're boring?
Yeah, in defense of your trip and everything.
No. Can I tell you what happened? JP got defensive. JP's the one. He's probably. You got to remember that they have a different relationship. I mean, you've never kind of like gone back at your parents a little bit. Not necessarily mean, but I'm sure she was just kind of having fun. And yeah, then JP
of course, I mouthed off to my parents, and when I did that, I got disciplined pretty hard.
Well, not at 23, you didn't.
No, but I wouldn't mouth off to my parents at 23.
I don't think that's necessarily mouthing off. Like, I didn't take it that way at all.
Boring.
She's just Joanie. She's just doing a little bit of Joanie.
I can tell it really affected JP. Mm-hmm. Not affected, but it put JP into a lot of thought. At least that's what I feel like. To the point where he wanted to bring it up on the show. Mm-hmm. Like, typically, if you fight with JP or whatever it is, mm-hmm. it kind of just, if he's not honed in on it, then he doesn't really care. You know, you know what I mean?
Well, I think he cares almost any time you attack him.
I know, but when you attack him and like you have a good
attack is a strong word, by the way.
But when you go at him or when you challenge him, mm-hmm. it's like when he loses it, when I challenged him
today about Kevin McCarthy movie reviews.
Yes, of course he's gonna bring it back up.
Yeah.
And so he got challenged about having a boring life. Mm-hmm. So he felt the need to bring it up so that if everyone said, "Oh, you're not boring," he can just go back to Kelsey and be like, "See, people don't. Only you call me boring. No one else calls me boring."
Yeah.
But he used the
Junkies to win an argument or debate.
But in terms of boring, I like the word comfortable better. Because it's more of like an age thing. Of course, if you're Kelsey's age, and heck, even our age, compared to the Junks, we're a little more adventurous. Kelsey is probably more adventurous than we are. We are less adventurous than she is, but we're probably more adventurous than what the Junks are. The Junks are probably less adventurous than my parents are. It's more of an age thing. It's more of a comfort thing. It's about knowing your likes and your dislikes. The Junks have already figured out what they hate and what they like about life.
Yeah, but what do they do on things that they do like?
I mean, the beach. Right? The same vacations that they do all the time.
That's boring.
It's monotonous.
Okay. You find it a lot of words boring is what I'm picking up on.
I'm trying to find boring has a bad...
I think most people, their day-to-day life is pretty boring, right? They do things that they're comfortable. But the junkies do not get out of their comfort zone. They they don't live necessarily an exciting... They don't have a lot of exciting... Do they have exciting stories? I think we've said before, and I don't mean this in a hurtful way, but the junkies are 54 going on 74. That's kind of like how they lead. They are older than they live their life older than they are. Some guys are 54 going on 34, you know? And I'm not, but that's always been discussed on the show. The junkies are in a box. Everyone, you know, especially Cakes, but to a degree, they're all in their own box and they don't have a lot of curiosity. And a lack of curiosity is boring. It's kind of boring. They don't yearn much.
They're not adventurous.
But dude, that's not an age thing. I mean, older people, 60s, what do they say? The 60s are your go-go years, the 70s are your slow-go years, and your 80s are your no-go years. I think I've used that line on you before. Plenty of people travel and see the world in their 60s and 70s. Junkies won't be those people. They will sit in their home at Kiowa Island, and they never got bit with the adventure bug. They're not adventurers.
They're acting like...
Cakes' main hobby is sitting in a stool playing poker. That's the exact opposite of adventure.
I will say this is where...
Jason plays golf.
This is where they need to reassess kind of their lives, because my parents didn't really start traveling until my brother and I got older.
It's more of a financial thing.
No, it's also your kids are older. You don't have to really worry about them. They don't
free
have to,
time.
Free time.
Yeah, of course.
The junks are coming into that era where their children are older and they can kind of fend for themselves and they can travel the world or travel the country with their wife, or maybe they go with friends more often. I would say they're at a critical point where they could become boring in the next 5 years if all of a sudden they start becoming a hermit.
Until they are in the dirt, and I say this lovingly, will they be adventurous?
I think...
Okay, come on.
I think you're
at
right.
At no point. Now, who is the most and least boring of the junkies? Matt, putting you on the spot.
The most boring...
As far as their
boring,
lifestyle.
The most boring... The most boring, I would say, is Jason.
Really?
I think Jason has Jason's phobia of travel.
But why not Cakes?
I think Cakes, to be honest with you, I think Jason's more in a box now than Cakes is. Mm. Cakes was labeled as in a box person, but I feel like Cakes is starting to get out of it more. Cakes is kind of realizing that the nest is a little emptier, and he's starting to do more things. I mean, he's traveled with Juliet to go to concerts of bands he doesn't really care about or like.
Jason, I'll give it to you. Jason might be the most boring.
He's more of a hermit.
No,
more of a guy of routine.
He's just going to bed at 8 o'clock. To me, says you're boring. No matter what, leaves a concert, leaves the Christmas party, won't stay up for a game.
Yes, he's like Cinderella.
Old man gotta get to bed, right? Yeah, Cakes is kind of boring because he just doesn't have a lot of exciting interest. You know, pickleball, doubles tennis, poker.
Yes, but he's traveled a lot. He's traveled a lot more recently.
But day to day, it's pretty boring. I'd say JP is probably the most adventurous of the guys. Now, EB does a lot of traveling, but that's for volleyball, things like that. I think if it was not up to that, he wouldn't leave his house.
I think
JP, actually, I think is by far the least boring day-to-day
life. Yeah, I would totally
travels
agree.
The world, has a sex swing, young wife, goes out to has so, friends, like yes, meets friends out all the time.
Goes to concerts. Wants to do a safari.
Right. And he gets out of his house and he meets up with people and he's willing to try new things too. That is wild to me. That I just, JP, I'm going to turn it around. Not boring. A little old, a little not as a.
JP's not boring compared to the other guys. But in terms of the boredom spectrum, it's not like he's super.
His lifestyle.
Yes, his lifestyle doesn't scream.
What about his personality?
That's another topic.
I'm just being a jerk.
I know you are. I know people don't realize that.
Yeah, I'm just being a jerk.
Compared to everyone here,
yeah.
He's Evel Knievel.
Yeah, I think he is. Right? Yeah, JP's, he's Evel Knievel.
But if he goes outside and he's compared to anyone else around that age, I'd say maybe he's a little more moderate in terms of
I'm going to be honest. I think energy wise, and we're younger, we have, I think that's not a question, a lot more energy than the junkies. But during that segment, I was kind of doing a deep dive into my own life. And I'm like, well, I don't do anything. You know, like I'm boring. My life is
kind of depressing.
I got
right?
zero friends. I hardly go out. I don't go to concerts anymore.
I watch the Orioles.
Then I was like, what excites me? And I'm like, watching NBA Summer League is kind of fun.
I was going to say.
Watching sports on TV. Like I'm boring. Hey, I like
between
music.
Between you and me. Who's the more adventurous?
Me. For sure.
How can you be so certain?
What are you so adventurous about? You're the most routine, can't be shaken guy I know.
You
like your schedule, everything to be the exact same, your coffee to be the exact same every single day. You count your steps into the building, like everything in your life is exactly the same from day to day.
I'm the video of the teacher walking in every day with the outfit. You know what? That's a very, very good point. I can't say I'm more adventurous when I eat the same breakfast for 2 years straight.
Literally every day, you guys turn on the TV, you'll see Matt eating that quinoa and avocado bowl, whatever that is, behind Jason every single day at 8 a.m.
That's very true.
I gotta go make my breakfast. And he disappears for 10 minutes.
Don't I make it at the same time?
every single day.
All right, you have a fair point.
I don't think any of us are Van Wilder, okay?
No, but I go out to concerts. You don't necessarily do that.
Yeah, but that's I just don't like music.
I go on more trips than you.
That doesn't count. You go to Ocean Pines 6 times a year. Oh, that doesn't count.
No, I went to Kiowa.
All right. Well, I mean, that's not. You go into one beach or another. Your beach trips are boring. Let me sit on the sun here all day and bake myself on the beach.
Because you don't know how to relax. You don't know how to relax. That's proven.
Yeah. Relaxing. Boring.
is that just coded language for boring? Yeah, relaxing. Yeah, yeah. I just want to relax. That's code word for do nothing. But I will say, Eric, in terms of his boredom, if he was here, I would say it's not a lack. Actually, it is a lack of curiosity. It's I think also his energy.
His energy. Yeah.
It really, really halts the adventure and curiosity that he has. But I would say cakes. Cakes, well, number one, he was such in a box and it was so low that any kind of improvement makes it look substantial. That's why he's the standout. Jason, most boring, in the words of Kelsey.
I think
JP.
Yeah.
Not as boring compared to everyone else.
All right. Make sure JP finds out that Matt and Matt think he's leaves the most exciting life of the junkies.
All right. Kelsey will tell him. Kelsey listens.
Kelsey will tell him. Valdez, what did you make of our new segment today? Big deal, little deal.
Hey, good on us, I felt like. Although you shot down one of my
No, I didn't. I want you to tell the Bit Season people about it first. That's kind of what I was getting at.
Oh, okay. All right. Big Deal, Little Deal is basically a repackaged 5 and 10.
No, it's not. Who said that?
I said that.
I don't like that.
I know.
I don't think
don't.
It's a repackaged 5 and 10.
It's a way of trying to get the guys to get a story that's not necessarily the big story of the day, but to get the guys having a take or having an opinion on it. That's kind of.
I just want the guys to be loose and kind of obviously there's no sports going on and it's tough. I mean, we're talking Wimbledon and it's, Team USA exhibition games or whatever, like
WNBA All-Star games.
There's just, everyone knows there's not a lot going on, so you're just trying to keep the guys doing what they do best, and that's kind of going off tangents or just riffing with each other on some nonsense. And it kind of started today. We brought back, what'd you have for dinner last night? All right.
Yeah, so right out the blocks with that.
Well, it was either that or how hot is it in Vegas today? And I didn't want to see.
How sweaty is Eric today?
That's been on their mind all week. So I wanted something different to start with the show today. And then the big deal, little deal, I don't even know when I thought of that. I guess on the way in, I was thinking of something. But I was actually intrigued, and big deal, little deal, you'll maybe never hear it again. I don't know. We'll see if it comes back next Thursday. It's a cake segment.
It's a next Thursday cake segment.
Cakes once a week, 9:45, something like that. Big deal, little deal.
Hey,
need to build more of these.
What if JP says, hey, well, let's do this tomorrow? Big deal, little deal.
Well, JP said that was similar to big deal, little deal was a segment similar to the segment he wanted to do, which was, how do you say it? JPTI. Did we do JPTI on the show?
No.
Did I shoot it down? Or did someone shoot it down, or just never took off?
I don't think it really took off.
I thought maybe we did it once. JP was the moderator, and he was going to throw out a question.
We did it once, and it was
You get like 60 seconds on a topic, but it was sportsy.
Basically, it was very sportsy.
It was sportsy. So he said he wanted to bring that back, and I'm like, all right, maybe we can.
I thought it went well. Do you know what really really struck me about Big Deal, Little Deal? And it gave me an idea.
What, that Jason said little deal to everything?
Well, I did notice that.
Because I knew he wasn't going to care about that segment.
Oh, yeah. Is how much they like the game show music underneath it.
If you play game show music under anything, the junkies are going to be into it.
I thought about this. We should play game show music just underneath a segment. Just for fun. See how they react. Just do it for funsies. Don't you?
What about bringing music back in general? Or you can't really do that because
we don't have an ASCAP.
Yeah, but we can play the podcast listeners won't hear it, but we can
just play it underneath.
Yeah, like just a fun, energetic.
No, we still can't do that unless we're playing. Oh my God, that's going to be
use music.
That's going to be hell for me because we basically can't play over a minute worth of
All right, bad idea.
Yeah, okay, I know.
We're just talking it through.
Yeah. But we should, for one segment, just play the generic game show music underneath and just see how they react to it. I will say, game show music gives them pep in their step. I don't know what it is.
JP really likes it.
He does? I think Cakes really likes it, too.
All right. Tell the listeners about your the bit that you want to do. Pitch a bit, Valdez. Pitch the audience on what you texted me last night and... I know we just barely got started on it. You had some good ideas.
It's in the infancy stage. We just came up with it kind of last.
No, you did. This is your baby. I thought I'm giving props. It's great. Great. Soul searching by you on what to do. I don't know if that's the right word. It's brainstorming is the word I'm looking for.
Well, it is Olympic time. And the Olympics obviously are in Paris, and I suggested to Drabby that we do every day. 2 weeks might be too much, but we do a junkies decathlon, one segment a day for 10 days. We have the guys competing against one another for first, second, third, and fourth. And we have varying events that the junks are participating in that have to do with Paris, that have to do with France, French culture. And then we crown a winner after the 10 events, just like the Olympics. We have our podium, first, second, and third.
And what, is there a prize attached to it?
That you're gonna is TBD.
All right. So you want to do events? What kind of events?
I want to kick off our Junks Decathlon by having an eating contest. First, second, and third. The person to down a bowl of French onion soup.
Okay.
All right. That's event number one.
Event what? Who can? I thought. What about French onion dip?
That could be another one. French onion dip.
Who has the best dip?
Who has the best dip? I would also like this.
You,
is
what you want them to make. I just got a message from John DePompa. Big deal, little deal was a 10 out of 10.
Oh.
The junks need more tent pole segments. They can't be trusted to wing it. This ain't 1999 anymore. That literally just notification came up on my DMs.
That's very funny.
All right, John. I don't know if that was a public message you just sent me.
I lost my train of thought. Oh, so we have a French onion soup race.
All right.
All right.
What do you mean race? Like
who finishes it the first?
I don't understand. Is French onion soup hard to eat?
Well, I mean, it's a hot, hearty soup meal.
Okay.
It's competition.
Okay, you wanted to get piping hot soup.
Piping hot soup.
Oh, okay. I got it. All right.
First one to finish gets the gold medal for that day. And then that...
The points. You get
the points.
That's how the decathlon works.
Yeah. And then the next, that very same day after the show, we give them art supplies. And they go home, and then they have to paint a recreation of the Mona Lisa. And we have someone from an art gallery
Gotta be done on air. You got 10 minutes here to 5 minutes to draw the Mona Lisa.
All right. Okay. I was gonna give them time.
We got to do it on air.
Okay. All right. So we put them in their berets, and they have the color palette. And they're painting Mona Lisa, and then it gets judged about whose Mona Lisa is the best, and you get points based on that.
All right.
That's day two, day three.
How many? Okay, it was one week, so it's a five day Olympic event.
Yeah, five days.
So day one, finish the hot soup. Day two,
paint the Mona Lisa. Day three. There's a Peloton bike downstairs in our gym. Why don't we have the guy see how many miles they can bike in 5 minutes?
How many miles?
How many meters?
Or how many meters or something?
How many meters the guys can bike in 5 minutes?
All right.
Because I know JP will probably want to do some athletic thing. I was also thinking we could get champagne in here. Mm-hmm. All right. And the guys have two bottles apiece. They can be the small bottles. All right. And each person gets a color paint, and they dip the cork that's on the champagne bottle in paint. And we have a bullseye set up against the wall. And the guys try to hit the bullseye with champagne because, you know, champagne is only made and produced in the Champagne region of France.
All right.
And so you got to hit the bullseye. It's almost like what's the one where they ski and shoot.
And so what happens when none of them hit the bullseye?
Well, I mean, it'll be closest to the bullseye.
Why don't you do like a wine tasting, name that wine or something? All right, you're frowning at that one.
I know. I'm thinking on the fly.
The idea is great. I don't know if the events are holding up. Are the actual events are holding up to as far as radio segments?
All right. Harry, well, how about this?
All right.
How about I'll pull my pants down, and they gotta hit my butt with the cork.
Okay, and now it's turning sexual.
No, wait, that's the bullseye.
All right, keep going. What else? Well, that one's TBD.
What do you mean TBD? That one's silly. All right, should I give my French laundry one? Read my French laundry one that we should. Which is obviously a very famous restaurant in California, but it has the word French in it.
Okay.
Gavin Newsom's favorite restaurant.
I'm wearing. All right. French Laundry, a famous restaurant, of course.
Yes.
See who folds a basket of stinky, sweaty panties the quickest. Okay. I thought that was going to say when I read it, who can fold a towel, perfectly, or fold bed sheets or something. You went with undies.
Yeah, I went with undies. Can you imagine some dirty...
Where are you going to get stinky panties from?
I got a whole collection.
Okay.
I'll get my skid-marked undies.
All right. Okay.
And the guy's got to fold them.
And what? Who has, the nicest crease or something?
No, it's a timed thing. It's who does it the fastest, and then it gets judged.
Mm.
We'll judge the creases. You know what we can do is we'll get an army a drill sergeant, right? We'll get an army drill sergeant.
All right, so Bobby's now booking a drill sergeant in studio.
I'm spitballing. You're supposed to be helping me.
I know you're shooting down everything. So it comes on the this is how we work things out. You gotta punch holes in things.
You're punching a lot of holes.
You think somebody turns a script into Spielberg and there's no punch up?
Did you just compare yourself to Spielberg?
As far as radio producing. All right. What about, what else can we do? What else is France known for? Omaha Beach. All right, what do we do with a Normandy?
You want to do with a Normandy bit?
I don't know. Obviously, croissants.
Yeah. Baguettes. Some sort of bread eating.
Mm-hmm.
Bread contest. Bread baking contest.
Okay.
This is perfect. This is what we do. France is known for Fashion Week.
Paris Fashion Week.
Fashion Week.
Okay.
We have the guys. You guys are going out on a night in Paris. Show us your outfit. And then we get a haberdasher in here. We get, someone.
Okay, now we have a haberdasher in studio.
We have someone with some style, okay, mm-hmm. come in and rate their fits.
No, we just leave the polling up to the audience.
I don't know if I want the audience to do the polling because they might just like Jason more, or they might like Cakes more, or they might hate Eric so much they don't want
to. So Fashion Week, who's got the best fit? Does it have to be a Paris fit, or can it just be something that's stylish?
This is what we say. You're going out a night in Paris. Show me your outfit.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, you're going out for a dinner, dancing, and Paris nightlife.
What? I want to be in the room when you pitch this to the guys.
Why?
See their reaction when you say, "I want you guys to come in here for a night out in Paris."
Yeah, my Drab's favorite movie, One Night in Paris.
Now that is something.
You don't make
a sex tape, and we'll judge it. All right, you might be onto something about this. I don't know.
Send us your French suggestions.
Yeah, send us your French suggestions. You got to have five good ones.
Yes. Hey, here, I got another one. Here, I got another one. All right. You take a water bottle. All the guys take a water bottle. Take an Evian water bottle. All right?
Yeah.
And you got to hold it above your head like the Statue of Liberty. You got to see who stays there the longest.
Okay.
No.
Who keeps their arm up?
How
long do you think you could keep your arm up there?
I don't know. I got it up right now. This is very annoying.
It's already annoying? You've been holding it for...
I know. 10 seconds. It's annoying.
Yeah. You got to be holding something for sure with some weight to it.
Yeah. You hold a bottle of Evian up.
Or French wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or champagne or whatever. You use your champagne twice.
Yeah. We'll have them hold a bottle of Bordeaux up.
All right. Send us your ideas. We got like a week or two here before the Olympics start.
Yeah.
Well, we kick off during opening ceremonies. Yeah. Hey, I like that
you're doing a lot of discouragement.
No. First thing I said is I like the idea. We just got to hammer out the details.
Okay. All right. How about you bring in your wife, longest French kiss?
All right, I kind of like that one. All right, you got you. But the junkies bringing their wife.
Who can make out the longest? Yeah, who can make out the longest? Tell me that's not funny.
That's funny. That's a great one.
All right. or drive lines up and rates their French kiss. what else is France known for?
I don't know. I'm not remember.
Ménage à trois. send us your sex tape.
I'd like to send us your sex tape. One night in Paris.
Yeah, one night in Paris.
All right, good stuff, Valdez.
All right, hey, we got to let you know that today's episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep supports me, supports Drabby, supports our Junks Decathlon. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use that promo code BITSEASON for 10% off every order. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Bit Season episode 134. We got to give a special shout out to our buddy and Biddy D. Woods. He's going to be coming in studio, actually, for episode 135.
Very cool.
It's because it is his final request, his final wish. He's going to be moving on to bigger and better things down in Atlanta, Georgia. He's moving out of the area. So before he leaves, he asked me if he could come in and sit in and kind of be third mic, during Bit Season one last time. And I said, of course, D, you're always welcome. So next week, expect a Bit Season with me, Drab, and D Woods.
I'm interested in talking. I find that kind of interesting that he's waited, at this point in his life to move to a new place. Like his children are grown, mm-hmm. right? So he's, and maybe I'm just like, you would think that once, and I don't know quite, I think D is like 45. I'm not quite sure. Somewhere around there. That he waited at that point when he was all, you know, empty nester, then he moved someplace else for work.
You think it's the other way around?
No, I just find it interesting. I don't know. I mean, maybe he always wanted to move and go someplace else and he couldn't do that till his kids were older.
I think that was more of it, is that he kind of needed them to fly on their own.
But it seems kind of challenging to move to a completely foreign place with nobody around you when you're in your near midlife.
Do we know? Do he doesn't have anyone down there?
I don't know that for sure.
But well, obviously, he has more friends and family.
He once you are in your 40s. Or even, to be honest, after age 30, it's hard to make friends. And it's hard to make new friends. So he's moving to a completely foreign land, someplace he's lived his entire life here, completely foreign land, starting over all by himself. Like, I think that's an interesting decision by him.
You know what that tells me? Is that the offer from wherever he's working was so lucrative that he couldn't turn it down.
Yeah,
because my guess is it takes a lot.
JP said it was a promotion.
Yeah, so it takes a lot for someone to do that, to kind of uproot everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be pretty dang good.
Or maybe he's just bored and wants to try something new.
Yeah, maybe he dislikes the DMV.
Or there's things
about the DMV that he's over.
Yeah, but he's Mr. I think he lives in Columbia now, but. He was Mr. All about this place. You know, that would be one guy I would think would be born and die here.
Maybe.
Couldn't wait to leave. No. All right. Anyway, yeah. We'll ask him next week.
Yeah. I want to know what his thoughts on Atlanta are. Like, what's there to do? Where is he living down in Atlanta?
It would be strange to me, Matt, if in 15 years you just randomly move to... I don't know.
Charlotte.
Okay. That's a little too close. Dallas.
I was going to say Houston. Okay. Wow, we are on the same page.
You move to Dallas in like when you're 50 years old. All by yourself. And that would be, I'd be like, that's kind of just strange time to do that.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, we'll have to get his mentality on.
All right. Right.
Very, very interesting.
So he'll be in moving to Atlanta shortly.
Did you see the New York Post article about Atlanta?
I saw a headline about it.
The Post is calling Atlanta one of the best places to visit in the United States. It says it's because you get bang for your buck when you travel down there.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like the city of Atlanta paid the New York Post some money for the tourism
industry. Tourism board.
Yeah, I mean, there's no chance that Atlanta is one of the best places to visit.
I've been to Atlanta. Bang for your buck.
Atlanta is exactly what I think about when I think of how every American city is the same.
Explain that to me.
Like, if you're in downtown Atlanta, I couldn't tell you if I was in downtown Atlanta, downtown Charlotte, downtown Houston, downtown, you name it.
Milwaukee.
Chicago. Well, Chicago may be a little different, but a lot of them, they all look the same when you're kind of down there. That's one of the reasons why I love New Orleans so much, is because New Orleans feels like it's got an identity. Atlanta, to me, does not have an identity. And I might be wrong. I'm not talking about, I guess I am talking culturally. I just don't know what's special about Atlanta.
What you're saying,
what's special about Atlanta, Valdez? What's different about Atlanta?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, nothing. Why would I want to go there?
Like
I can get Coke here.
When you say New Orleans, you think about...
Well, New Orleans is one of the most unique places in the world.
I know. I'm giving comparison.
Okay, the architecture. Every building looks different.
The French
food,
Quarter.
The Creole people. The people talk different. The buildings are different. The food is completely unique. New Orleans is foreign land, especially here in America. Atlanta to me... And tell me, what did it say? Tell me about it. What did the New York Post or from the Atlanta Tourism Agency say? What's so great about Atlanta?
No,
and I'm not crapping all over.
No. The basic premise of it was that you get to go to a big city for a very little budget.
Oh, it's a budget.
It's a budget.
I can be sold on that.
Yeah, they're just saying like if you can't put together like a $4,000 vacation.
All right, so if you can't go to Disney World or Vegas or New York and spend thousands of dollars, or Miami, Atlanta is a nice soft landing vacation.
Yes, Atlanta is a nice silver medal in terms of vacations.
All right.
But in terms of what does Atlanta have?
Yeah.
They have the Braves. This is from the article. What exactly does one do in or out of the perimeter or on a summer vacation? Have your heart set on the Acropolis, Rome's Colosseum? What about the world of Coca-Cola?
Where visitors can
get a hands-on experience at the world-renowned soda's headquarters. Bring money. Admission costs $21 and up. And then Centennial Olympic Park.
Okay.
That's where the summer games were.
I'm aware.
I'm sure you would want to go revisit a tragedy, though.
What's so great about the Olympic Park?
Because they have a Ferris wheel that you can see Atlanta's.
Let me say, every city has a Ferris wheel.
Iconic skyline.
There's nothing iconic about Atlanta's skyline.
Hey, this is right up your alley, Drew.
All right. So far, you haven't impressed me.
All right. You can go to Atlanta and drop in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Okay. All right. That's something. I forgot that is in Atlanta.
Yeah. So you can, and it has a new attraction there where you can kick a field goal.
All right.
They mentioned the Braves. By the way, you kind of poop on going to the Braves as in terms of something you could do, but I heard that Battery Park is silly, like that whole area where the stadium is.
I thought it was out in the suburbs.
It is technically it's out in the suburbs, but they built up like
it's Battery Park.
I thought it was
Truist Park or something.
No. That area around it is called Battery Park. The stadium, yeah, is Truist Park. But I'm pretty sure that area is Battery Park. They have a vibrant nightlife where bars don't close until 4 a.m.
All right, I like that.
There's five. Hold on. They have five places that in Atlanta that have gotten a Michelin star in terms of dining and places to eat. That's probably their biggest one.
How many Michelin stars they're giving out.
Well, it's 1 through 3.
Yeah,
you know that.
Glory Days get to 1 star.
I mean, there might be 5 1-stars down there, but they have 5 yeah, Michelin-rated okay. restaurants. Hey, even in the article, they talk about the vibrant strip club scene in Atlanta with gourmet lemon pepper wings.
All right. Oh, that's the famous strip club.
Yes, yeah, what's the one? King of Diamonds?
Yeah, the one that Lou Williams went to during the bubble.
Yes. So there's definitely some things. Hey, there's a Six Flags in Georgia.
All right, but now we're getting down to the nubby stuff.
Yes.
Six Flags, the Mall of Georgia. Okay, there we go.
Stranger Things, if you're a huge fan of The Upside Down, was filmed in Georgia. You can go visit.
Maybe it's great.
Atlanta's not on my top places to visit. But if I want to go on vacation for a budget, mm-hmm. I can see them selling me on it.
All right. Hey, I know people who live in Atlanta. Most of them really like it. So,
hey, I'm not trying to be insensitive, but doesn't Atlanta have a very large homosexual population?
That I do not know. I've never heard that, but I would assume it's a major city, so of course they're going to have big population and culture of lesbian and gay activities.
So. Another reason for you to visit, Trav. That's all.
I'm not aware about Atlanta's gay scene, Valdi.
I
don't think Atlanta is one of America's prominent gay destinations.
No. I mean, it's not like San Francisco, mm-hmm. but I mean, it's
what are America's gayest cities, Valdi? You tell me. I don't know.
I think San Francisco mm-hmm. has to be up there. Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I think Washington DC has a very vibrant homosexual gay scene.
Maybe it does.
Isn't DuPont known for that or something?
Well, that's of course.
I think Baltimore has a very
specifically Pasadena.
There's nothing wrong with that. I remember watching the Pride Night Orioles game at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, and I just noticed a lot of LGB.
Yeah, what are they?
LGBT.
Don't mess it up, you bigot.
Plus, people there getting their Pride jerseys.
I remember the first time I went into a gay neighborhood.
I bet you do.
I come from a small part of Eastern Washington, and I remember we drove into a neighborhood in Portland, and I was so mind-blown.
Portland, that's another
for sure.
City.
I was so blown away. I didn't understand. Like there were gay. I didn't even know what a gay flag was. I don't think. I mean, I was like 10 years old. And gay flags outside every restaurant, all the churches had gay flags on them. And I'm like, parallel universe on my end? Like, it made no sense to me that, because I had just no file on gay uh-huh. culture at that time, or that there would be neighborhoods designed for uh-huh. people that lifestyle. And I just remember thinking, this Portland, Oregon's the wildest place I've ever seen. As a young boy, because I just had no understanding of it back then in the early 90s of what a gay neighborhood was.
Hey, what about what's the New England state? Is it Connecticut or New Hampshire that's very, very gay friendly?
I don't know.
I'm just thinking about
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about The Sopranos.
Oh.
Where Vito goes to lay low.
Can I be honest? I've never seen The Sopranos. I've never seen The Wire. I know. I'm not bragging. I've just never seen it.
I know. You're an alien. Oh, well, is it Minnesota? Doesn't Minnesota have a a big gay
That's population. One of the things.
Like Minneapolis.
A lot of these cities. I mean, every city's going to have a big gay population.
Yes. Sorry, if I'm wrong, I apologize. I just
you're going down a wormhole. You're trying to sell me on Atlanta. Remember?
Yeah. My bad. Yeah. My algorithm's going to be banged up after this discussion. Sorry. And it's just what I thought. Sorry, what I came to mind.
All right. Well, maybe next year summer vacation. I'll hit.
You know what we need to do is D to get his footing.
If I'm
down
going
there.
To someplace sweltering hot, it needs to have a beach. I'm sorry.
Or a lake.
I do like New Orleans, and I've been there in the summertime.
Once D gets his footing down there, I feel like we should do a road trip.
Atlanta had an awesome burger place called Vortex Burger. They have Varsity Burger there. That is a great fast food restaurant. It's exclusive to that area. There's a couple of them down there. They do have. I remember eating good in Atlanta.
The only thing I really know about Atlanta is from the movie ATL with T.I.
What'd you learn about it?
That you can roller skate down there.
All right. Look for Valdez roller skating.
Yeah, roller skating through Atlanta.
With his knee pads.
Yeah. Look at me.
He'll be roller skating right to that gay neighborhood.
With my knee pads.
All right, guys. Hope everyone had a great week. Shout out to our friends at Don't Sleep, specifically Mike, or our friend at Don't Sleep. Love Don't Sleep. Get yourself some today. Thanks for supporting the show, as always. And have a great weekend, everybody. Good to be back and have some fun here on Bit Season.
See ya.